So let's start out with your name, title, and then the different startup stuff that you're involved in.
Okay. My name is Dave Berlin. I'm a serial veteran entrepreneur, and I'm the host of the Dave Means Business podcast, the ambassador for Bunker Labs, and the community organizer for Global Entrepreneurship Week.
The Joining Crowd Business Podcast is brought to you by Joining Crowd, digital business cards. Does your business card make it easy for your clients to refer you new business? Discover a business card that is proven to help you grow your business, make friends, grow your network, and stay connected. It's time to join in crowd. Sent with love from Joining Crowd.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Joseph Hecker, host of the Joining Crowd Business Podcast. Now, on today's episode, we get a catch up with my friend, Dave Berlin. Dave is an incredible guy who just is pouring into the Nevada, Las Vegas tech startup ecosystem. Dave does a lot of different things, and he's what Brad Feld would call in his book, Startup Communities, an instigator. And as an instigator, Dave is constantly creating new events and education and workshops because he's so passionate about the community. The world needs more Dave Berlins. Without further delay, let's dive right into the episode. Hey Dave, thanks for joining us today on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. We are at the Tech Alley edition. Can you share with us a little bit about all the different things that you're involved in and tech here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's been really funny because when people ask that crazy question, what do you do? I just started saying more than I should. But at the root of it, I'm all about building community. That's something that I'm very passionate about, and I've done that through several different organizations, several different businesses. So today for Tech Alley, I'm here representing a couple different things. One is Bunker Labs. We're a veteran organization. We help veterans and their spouses start and grow businesses. So that's a huge part and what I believe to be an anchor of our entrepreneurial ecosystem. But also, I've raised my hand to volunteer as the community organizer for Global Entrepreneurship Week, and that's gonna be coming up in November. So I'm also trying to get people in the community working together and bring some of these circles together so we can show the world who we really are.
Well, so if you guys are involved in tech startup, tech ecosystem, Dave is not only an instigator, he's always prompting people to get outside of their comfort zone, but he's also a doer. And doers are so vital because you typically get people who say a lot of things, but what I love about you, Dave, is like you get in there and you're doing some crazy shit, man. I love it. I love it.
Well, thanks, man. And seriously, dude, it's great to see you. It was just by happenstance. You know, I met you here in Las Vegas. You've bounced around a little bit. I'm still working in some of the other communities that I've been a part of, like Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've been bouncing over there quite a bit. But no, it's great. The thing that I love about really making things happen and what I've learned over all this time of doing all kinds of stuff and being part of all kinds of organization, it really starts with the date on the calendar. And as soon as we can put a date on the calendar and start letting people know what's happening, that's what starts to bring people together. But in a city like Las Vegas, it can be challenging because on any given day, pre-pandemic and now as we come out of pandemic, there's a million things to do in the city. How does one thing shine in front of another? And that's where I found that it's about really getting people working together, getting some good content, bringing people and showing people what's really happening. And that's the goal, is to unite people so we can show the world who we really are.
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm in Denver, I've been in Raleigh, I've been Irvine, and the world has never been in this position where we've had a restart. So we're really learning a lot about how to get people back out to events and get interested in the tech startup space again. Dave, let's rewind the clock a little bit. How did you get started? What got you into tech? What kind of was the driving force behind? I mean, you're a force, man.
Yeah, I think for me, one of the biggest things was as soon as somebody put a book in my hand and told me that I didn't have to live life hour by hour, that's what really unlocked something with me. I mean, I could go back to childhood and, you know, selling baseball cards, or, you know, my teenage years when I had my own business in high school that we won't ever talk about. But I think as soon as I realized the power of connecting people and building big ideas and bringing those to life, that's what really sparked something in me. And as soon as I started to help build organizations and use my experience from the military to help people scale their ideas, I've learned that it's something that people struggle with in every industry. So it's not just tech, it's not just entertainment, it's not just, you know, food and beverage, hospitality, service, it's all those things. I've spent a lot of time in the world of weddings. I've spent a lot of time working with restaurants. I've seen it all, and we all struggle with some of those same things. So to me, I'm fascinated with industries like tech, because there's so much to learn that I have to keep being that sponge and finding out what are better ways to do things. What are they struggling with? How can I help? And if I can't help, how can I connect the dots for other people? And that just unlocks even more opportunities and more industries for me to play around in.
Later on, we'll get all of Dave's contact information, but you've got to know this guy. He's such a connector, and man, hearing him on stage, you're a pro. I dig you, man. What makes each of the different organizations that you're involved in, what makes them unique?
So the most unique thing about Bunker Labs is it is a veteran program. So it is very specific to helping veterans. But what I love about this program is, one, it's a national program. But what makes it unique from a lot of other veteran service organizations out there is they include spouses. So in the cohort that I'm running right now, we have 35, I believe, programs running across the United States. In the one that we've got here in Vegas, there's 9 companies, and I believe 3 of those are actually, it's veteran spouses. So we've got veteran spouses that are part of that same initiative and that same fight, and there's a lot of really great things that happen with that when you don't disclude a major part of an entrepreneur's life, which is their family. You actually include them, and there's a lot more synergy that can happen from that. A lot of really great stories, and I'm really excited to be a part of that organization. For Global Entrepreneurship, what makes them very unique is it's a global organization. There's communities all around the world that participate in this 1 week of activities, but it's kind of like the Olympics of entrepreneurship, right? It's a way that everybody can represent their communities, and even if they just put together a few organizations and a few meetings during that week, the world is watching. And one challenge that I think is going to be working in the community of Las Vegas is, for the longest time, hospitality and tourism has been their major driving force. But during the pandemic, we saw that be challenged. When the Strip was boarded up and all the streets were empty, it was creepy, right? It was a content creator's paradise, because you could rollerblade all the way down the Strip and just get the coolest footage in the world. But that really hurts, and it hurt our economy, and we need to bounce back and be a lot more diverse than that. So my vision there is that we can connect all of these different ecosystems, tech, hospitality, everybody that has an idea and is trying to burn something and really show the world that they can do it. We want to show the world that you can do it here in Las Vegas, and show the resources and the community that's behind you.
I love it, man. I was listening to a podcast, Kaepernick, when he took his knee, the NFL didn't really take it too seriously. But, you know, with George Floyd and BLM, and suddenly now the NFL's put up $250 million. Could they do more? Sure. But suddenly they got their attention. It's funny, Vegas shutting down needed to realize, just like a lot of people are realizing, hey, we got to diversify. We got to do some other stuff, because the one thing was great, but we were too dependent. So again, you're a driving force out here. We're here out at Tech Alley. Tech Alley is kind of that same birth of let's diversify, and the crowd out here is awesome. So for you guys listening, if you're hearing some background noise, it's because Tech Alley is going off. It's cool, man. So Dave, how can people find out more about all the different things that you're involved in? And I don't think you touched on Dave Means Business. Can you dive into that a little bit too?
Yeah, so many people, you may have heard Jack of all, master of none. most people forget there's actually more to it. So it's jack of all, master of none, but the jack of many is better than the master of one. And I've really diversified my entrepreneurial portfolio over time, and it really, the brand of Dave Means Business just made sense. So the podcast I host is called the Dave Means Business Podcast. The great thing is I can interview anybody in the world of business that I want. And just yesterday, I interviewed the CEO of Bunker Labs, right? I've interviewed the former director of operations for Disney. I interviewed the director of brand experience at Simon Sinek. So I can bounce around all of these different things because all of that business matters. So doing a little bit of work on the website, but it'll be up soon, probably by the time this goes up. But DaveMeansBusiness.com is where you can find everything Dave Berlin. And there's some really exciting stuff coming up soon because I've learned that to unite and build the city, we've got to show them where to go and what to do. So the media arm of Dave Means Business is getting pretty loud in the next few months for sure.
Nice. And how can people find out more about Bunker Labs and Hey, so, Dave, how can people find out more about all the different events and Bunker Labs?
Yeah, so Bunker Labs is pretty easy to find. It's bunkerlabs.org. That's the main site, and from there you can find the Las Vegas chapter. You can also look and see some of the different communities. So you guys might be in Denver, you know, Kansas City. We've got programs and chapters all across the United States. So bunkerlabs.org is where you can find them. And then the Global Entrepreneurship Week website, I can't remember, it's a weird one, but Global Entrepreneurship Week is where you can find all
Google
the
it.
Stuff going on there. Yeah, Google, you got to Google that one. But yeah, that's where you can pretty much find everything that I'm touching base on and trying to put a spotlight on.
Well, it was good seeing you again. It's been, what, maybe like a month or so? Maybe
yeah,
2 months.
Yeah, a little over a month. Yeah, almost 2 months.
So good seeing you again, my friend, and glad to have you on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for tuning into the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. Remember to hit the share button and send this episode to a friend or a coworker. Did you like what you heard? Hit the like button and follow Join In Crowd on your favorite social media platforms. To feature your company on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast, simply create your free digital business card at www.joinincrowd.com. Then, reserve your podcast time slot at www.joinincrowd.club. Join In Crowd. Digital business cards. Make friends. Grow your network. And stay connected. Sent with love from Join In Crowd.